Good morning, Lord.
We are continuing our study of the laws of Kiryat HaTorah. These halakhot come from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed He. The first discussion is, which is well known, the Mishnah says that the Hakamim instituted on a Monday and a Thursday, or for that matter on a Shabbat, that the first Oleh should be a Kohen, and the second should be a Levi, and the third should be a Yisrael. Although some actually learn that this is an obligation from the Torah to send up Kohen Levi Yisrael, most authorities learn that it was established by the Hakamim. Now, regarding sending up the Kohen, the first Aliyah, this should be something obvious, because anyway, we always must give the preference to the Kohen. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'kiddashto. From there we learn that we give him a priority to always go first. He makes the zimun. He goes into the door first. We give him the best portion. So what is going up to the Torah any different than the regular law of V'kiddashto? The Hadush says the Mishnah Brura is where is the V'kiddashto rule, he could be mohel. You could say, not interested, give it to somebody else. However, when it comes to going up Aliyat Rishon, he cannot be mohel. Hakamim did not want the Kohen to give it up and give it to somebody else and then start to be fighting. Why are you giving it to this guy? Why are you giving it to that guy? So to keep Shalom, they said the Kohen goes up first and he cannot be mohel. He has to accept the Aliyah. According to the Tosafot, this applies not only on Shabbat when you have a big crowd, but it applies even on Mondays and Thursdays. Because already in the time of the Tosafot, there was big crowds that came to synagogue on Mondays and Thursdays as well. And therefore, it would cause strife if you didn't give it to the Kohen, or the Kohen would be Mohel. There is a big discussion in the Halakha that should be noted. Since the whole reason was that we don't want the people to come and fight, the question is this law apply also to minyanim that are done in the house? Or maybe this only applies to Bet Knesset. The truth of the matter is, the Sha'aret Siyun in Seif Katan Yud Bet goes back and forth on this discussion, and he concludes and says that since Shulchan Aruch didn't make a difference, it seems there is no difference. And if even if a person is making a private minyan in his house, you have to follow the protocol. Kohen, Levi Yisrael. However, there's a rabbi called Menhat El Azad. He says, no, in a private house, the takara was never made. And therefore, if a person wants to send up a rabbi, Aliyat Kohen, he can do it. I'm telling the Kohen, listen, even though you're over here, it's my minyan. This minyan doesn't belong to the Sibur. Bet Knesset, you have your own rules. My house, my rules. And therefore, I want to send up the Rav first. Kam David Yosef brings this down in his Halakha Berura. He says there's opinions that say that it doesn't apply in the house. He doesn't give a conclusive ruling either way what to do, but as I said, from the Sha'aret Siyun, it's mashma that there's no difference between whether it's a house minyan or whether it's a shul minyan. The Kohen must go up first. The question then would be, is let's say you have an extraordinary Tamid Hakam, Maran writes in Halakha Dalit, it doesn't matter. That even if the Kohen is an Aba'aris, and you have a great Tamid Hakam, the Kohen goes first, so long as he's able to read from the Torah, or he's able to follow with the Hazan. The last question we discussed today is, let's say you do not have a Kohen. So then we're going to learn that you send up a Yisrael in his place. Now let's say you have an old man and a young Tamid Hakam. Who goes in that case? Where there's no Kohen, you could argue, give it to the old man. Or you could say, no, I mean, Hakam Adif. Mishnah Brura rules, as well as Hakam David Yosef, that the Tamid Hakam, even though he's younger, takes a precedence even to the old man. And therefore he gets the Aliyah instead of the Kohen. It should be noted that these laws of who to send up to the Sefer Torah are very intricate. Therefore, it's not so simple just to assume the position of the Seder without knowing exactly the laws properly. A person thinks, what does it mean to be a Seder? Well, you just invite this guy, invite that guy. He knows one or two rules, but he's not really familiar with all the intricacies. So therefore, again, before somebody assumes the position of Mesader in a Bet Knesset, he should learn the Simanim of Kuf Lamed He and on, in order to know exactly, not to only to know what to do in normal situations, but to know what to do in situations that arise. Like if you didn't read this Mishnah Berurah, how would you know that if there's no Kohen, that a Tamir Hakam comes before an old man? Maybe we might as well give it to the old man. So there's a lot of details like this, nuances in halakha, that one must be fluent in them. Maybe it's better he should make himself a list of all the rules. So whenever the situation comes, he can go to his list and know exactly who to send up and who gets a precedence.